Father God, we thank you this evening for your wonderful mercy and grace upon our lives. Since we departed here on Sunday, with such abundance of your blessings upon us right from the Sunday school through the main services, we thank you for your protections and cares over our lives. We are going out in our economy, the workers, the business people, the students, Heavenly Father. We thank you very much for protecting us in all our going out and coming. Let's say, Father, thank you for gathering us together in your name this morning, this evening, in your presence. We commit this service to your hands. We pray that you take absolute control. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the worshippers. Lord, we say yes to your word that can never fail. Speak to us, Lord. Have your way in our midst this evening. Show yourself, O Lord, your mighty presence, Heavenly Father, to save the lost ones, Lord, to heal the sick and the afflicted, to set the captives free, to baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, and to refill, O Lord, our God. May you promote your kingdom in our lives. Be with your servant that has gone back to Bakatari. May you bring him down safely, O Lord. Thank you for using him over there to be a blessing to your people. Hey, Brother Sam over there in the world church, help him this evening, Lord. Use him to be a blessing to your people. Hey, Brother Joseph Oyedepo over there in Sapele, use him to be a blessing to your people. Hey, Brother Mota over there in Auchi, and all the guardian of the saints across the nation and other nations, may your presence be there, Lord. May you lift a standard against the enemy. Have your way, Father. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us with the faith of God to be able to pray. Thank you, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our God, I pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Read one verse 17. Romans chapter 4. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. May the blessings of God be upon us who are in our heart. Are we please be seated? Welcome ourselves to church this evening in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to give this short testimony of this last trip and the gospel and simplicity and the impact of the same in the lives of the people. I was giving thanksgiving last week about a convert that is to be baptized this week. When their pastor, they are visiting, pastor will be going there. Well, the first day of the meeting, I saw this fellow there and his wife. If I was surprised, I preached normal. Friday, I preach normal. Then I was just talking about repentance and water baptism. I'm only on references that there was no time that in the New Testament church where people was ever baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I just preaching normal like that. And I never knew that, you know, this fellow was the Baptist. He lived in the compound where I used to stay. Because I remember about, this is 2026. I remember about maybe 9 years ago, I spoke to him one night. Well, because of his denominational barrier, he just shrugged his shoulder and that was the end. And each time I go there, we are friendly. But this time around, I was just preaching. I didn't know what was going on in his heart. I just preached normal. And I told them that they should take note of this, that when I was 10 years old in 1956, I was baptized in Anglican in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, how they used to do it with mark on your forehead. Then I told them when I gave my life to Christ, second time again in Baptist church, that I was baptized and I was given Baptist denominational certificate so that anywhere I go can present it. I didn't know what was going on in his heart. Then I told him that by the grace of God, when the message came, I would receive the word of God for our age in 1975. I would just preach it. That I was baptized again the third time. Gave them reference of Acts 2:38 and Acts 8:16, Acts 10:48, and then Acts chapter 19. I didn't know what was going on, like I said, in his heart. Well, those that I gave out that call to and responded, it was early morning on Monday. I knew I was to rest because he has already asked somebody. I didn't know that when is Papa going. I told him I'll be going on Tuesday. Early morning around 7 before he went to work. Well, he has an NCE certificate. He teaches in nursery school, and he told me that, you know, he thanked God that I came, and that my preaching, he thanked God for it, and that when I was talking on water baptism, that the references I gave, he was jotting them down, not knowing that he even recorded my sermon, I didn't know, and he said that, you know, all that I said, they were true. And that this prophet Abraham, he believed that he's a messenger sent to us in this age. That he has been reading the sermon books, like that, like that. Well, he said, I would like to be baptized. I said, are you ready now? He said, the only problem now is that he was in the nursery school, only two of them, himself and another woman, that there are just few children, that he may not be able to have time now because Because I don't know where they used to baptize. I think it's another village entirely. Then he said that he would have loved to be baptized today, but because he wouldn't want to miss his work. I told him, okay, if that be the case, that I will call the pastor in the evening, discuss with him, so that he will come as early as possible to do the water baptism for you. And he told me that he wants to leave that town to search in another place where his business can grow and things like that. Because he's just hearing a poultry, his wife takes care of the poultry for him. And I told him where. He said, but the place of fellowship is the thing for him. It would be difficult. Where will he be fellowshipping? I said, well, I cannot guarantee you anywhere around the area you said you want to go to. So, but the only thing I can assure you of is when I will get your number and I will connect you with our network something, our pitching on Wednesdays and on Sunday services. And I believe that will help you. So he was very happy and I called the pastor that evening and he told him that, oh, the other time that you know, they had a joint meeting between Okeodo and Owode over there that he wasn't around. I really appreciate God because it's so wonderful. I didn't know that he was recording my preaching. Then he listened to it, everything overnight. Then he just called me early in the morning to tell me that he's convinced that he would like to be baptized. I give glory unto God Almighty. And I believe by the grace of God. I spoke with the pastor, I think 2 days ago. He told me that he's going to be busy this coming Sunday. Was assigned to be in the church over there over there because he's the associate pastor. That he has told them that he's sorry that he will not be there this Sunday, but to be with them next week. I give glory unto God because the prayers of the saints is not in vain. And I thank God for the result and the effect of the same to the glory of the name of the Lord. So once again, thank you very much all for your prayers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From the scripture we read this evening, just for this little short time before us, I want us to look at a few paragraphs from the sermon, Abraham's Seed, 59, April 23. Abraham's Seed. Praise the Lord. Now, faith does not rest upon the shifting sands of man's idea. Paragraph 13, brother. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to read something to us here from this statement of our prophet. But upon the solid rock of God's eternal, unmovable word. Praise God. You have to bear with me. Can you go to perfect faith? I want to read something to buttress what the prophet has said here. Perfect faith,
perfect
strength. My perfect witness. Paragraph 128. A doctor once said to me, he said, I believe, Billy. Thank you, my brother. If you will tell if you will tell them to go out there and touch that post, that tree, and they believe that they will get well, they will get well just the same. I said, no, sir. It cannot, doctor. Because of this one thing, see? Then people knows that that is just a post. They know there is no virtue nor no strength in that post. Hallelujah. But any man that is mentally balanced will know that that is the word of the living God. That I can base my faith upon that and know it is thus saith the Lord. And if anything is contrary to that, take note of that. Then I don't believe my senses. No, sir. Just leave it alone. Go by your other sense, the sense of faith. Amen. This faith, we all know it can only be revealed to a person. Praise be to God. Yeah. Faith does not rest upon the shifting sands of a man's idea, but upon the solid rock of God's eternal, unmovable word. Hallelujah. The word of God is thus said, the Lord, anytime, any day. The word of the Lord said, I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. That stands eternally. It's as good as any other scripture. It stands sure as any other verse in the scripture. And that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. That is the word of the Lord. Okay, go back, my brother, to our sermon. Abraham said. And faith can take its stand upon God's word, the rock of ages, and can stand there in the face of death, rejoicing because it looks across the country to him that said, I am the resurrection and life. Amen. It believes God. Faith that will not take no for an answer. The faith that God revealed, that is the only thing that can stand even in the face of death in any situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the reason that I've chosen today this subject of Abraham is because that we are Abraham's children. The Bible said that they that are in Christ are Abraham's seed. That is scripture. Amen. If you read Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, Galatians chapter 3, it says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. Amen. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. That is the word of the living God. Amen. And the promise that God gave to Abraham was to his not to Abraham alone, but to his seed after him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it has this to say. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Is yet not, that is, God did not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. That is the seed faith of Abraham. Abraham believed in God, God's word, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you with me? So, and the Bible says, and this promises that was made to Abraham was not only to Abraham alone, but to his seed after him. Not seeds, as of many. Amen. Now the promises that he made Abraham, was to us also. Paragraph 14. Now remember, you don't have to be born a Jew outwardly to be Abraham's seed. No, sir. I believe that should give us a blessed assurance. Hallelujah. It is not the seed of Abraham outwardly that God recognized, but the seed of Abraham inwardly. Those that are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, those that believe the word of God, no matter what, let come, let go, what may. Amen. Those ones are those that were dead in Christ Jesus. Listen. Now, remember, you don't have to be born a Jew outwardly to be Abraham's seed. Because when we take on Christ, we are Abraham's seed. Because it was the promised child through Christ that brought through Isaac that brought Christ. And through Christ, we are Abraham's seed. Amazing grace. It's wonderful. That is the only faith. God imparted this faith to those he foreknew before the foundation of the world. May I quote it like this? If we be dead in Christ, then we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are part of the promise that God gave to Father Abraham. We are heirs with Abraham in that promise. Because when God spoke to him in Genesis chapter 12, and God had called Abraham, and God had spoken to Abraham, come out from your father's house, and from among your people, and from among your kindred, to a place where I'm going to show you. And Abraham believed, and he came out, but not fully obeyed, because he took Lot, his junior brother's son, along with him and their household. And God spoke to him, I will make a great nation out of you. He that blesses you is blessed. He that curses you is cursed. That is the word of the Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away. That is the reason why a child of God doesn't fear anything. Doesn't fear whatever, whether incantation, whether any juju, whatever, witches or wizard. No. A child of God, a true seed of Abraham, inwardly, he knows where he's standing. May God help us. Because we look through the scriptures, even when Balaam tried it, because of loss of money, when Balaam, the king of Moab, called for him to go, I learned that, you know, whatever you bless is blessed, and whatever you curse is cursed. Come down and curse these people for me. But Jehovah God has spoken, whosoever curses you is cursed, and whosoever blesses you is blessed. So the blessings of God remain upon Abraham and the seed of Abraham after him. Nothing can reverse whatever God's blessing is upon his children. Nothing can reverse it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If we be dead in Christ, not after the things of the world, alive in Christ, then we are Abraham's seed. And all the promises is to Abraham and his seed after him. He was a father of not of a nation, not a nation, but nations God made him. That was the promise. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, when God appeared unto him, Abraham, walk before me and be ye perfect. And he said, I'm going to make my covenant with you and your seed after you. Listen to the prophet. Oh, we could dwell on that for months, but we got to hit high spots for the 2 days. Now, remember, this is to encourage your faith that you might lay hold on God. But Abraham made us to know this. When they came out of the land of Babylon, from the city of Ur and the land of Chaldeans, after the flood and things like that, the prophet told us that Abraham, he was praying one day, and that thought was in him that if there is a God that destroyed the whole earth with flood, if that God is still alive, I want to see him. And the woman said, Abraham caught the hand of God in faith. And God revealed himself to Abraham. And that if there is a city, I want to know of that city. And God revealed that city unto him. And he held on to that. God help us. Praise be to God. And everything that he promises Abraham, you are heirs of it. Whatever promise. God promised him old age. He promised Abraham long life. And the Bible made us know that God blessed Abraham in all things. He blessed him with cattle. He blessed him with silver. He blessed him with goats. He blessed him with manservants. He blessed him with maidservants. He blessed him in all things. And God has blessed Abraham. I'm quoting scripture. In this. Even Eliezer, that faithful servant of all servants, he even testified before the people. And God has blessed my servant, my master Abraham, in this. Whatever promise that God made with Abraham, it is for you, it is for me, as seed of Abraham. God's work can never fail. Now, the first place, I want you to notice that he was a father of nations. Every nation that believes on God. Amen? Through Christ. God help us. Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. And the promise that was given to Abraham, not if you will. Condition. God did not put any term on it. Listen. The covenant was altogether grace. For when he gave it, he gave the covenant, made the covenant between Adam and himself, Adam broke the covenant. And every time, man breaks his part of the covenant. That is man. Man is man. God never remained God. But this time, it was absolutely unconditional. The covenant was. It was God's grace determined to save man. Hallelujah. God knew that the fall would come. He allowed what happened in the Garden of Eden to happen. Because what? He must show for that attribute. Number one, to be God. God is an object of worship. He was just there, Elohim, self-existing. And then he created the angels. And he became God. When they were worshiping him now, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Because God means an object of worship. He must display the attribute of a father. He cannot be a father without having children. Hallelujah. And he formed man, created man in spirit form, and then made man from the dust of the earth, and breathed into man, and man became a living being. He cannot be a savior without something for. Hallelujah. And he cannot be a healer until somebody is sick. God is not to heal stone or wood. He's to heal human being. Oh, may God help us, brothers and sisters. Then he allowed the sin, the fall, to come in the Garden of Eden. Amen. So when Adam broke the covenant with God, God told them, eat of all the trees in the garden. But this one, the tree of knowledge of good and of evil, thou shalt not eat. The day you eat thereof, that day you die. That the word of God, it stands sure. A man ate of the tree of death, and death came in. Sin came in, then sickness came in. So he must be a savior. Because man has sinned. That's our God. Amen. Because savior is greater than sinner. And the healer is greater than sickness. So he showed forth that attribute. Amen. So the prophet said God was determined. Prophet made us to know when he gave Moses and the children of Israel the law on their way to the promised land, they broke it. But God was determined. Whatever God determined to do, he will make the heavens to go bankrupt before his work can ever fail. That is the same God we are serving today, brothers and sisters. Now you say, so you see, not if you will, I have. It's already a finished work. Now look, you say, does that apply to me? Certainly. He said, many people say that, you know, I sought God. That's an error. God sought you. Not you seeking God. Amen. It was God screaming. Okay, it was in Adam running up and down through the garden, hollering, Father, Father, where are thou? It was God screaming, Adam, Adam, where are thou? See, he reflected there what all men was, a hider. Adam reflected what we are today, all human race, a hider. In another place, my mom said, either God was the seeker. Oh God. He sought for you. He sought for me. Listen. Instead of man coming right out and confessing his wrong and being honest before God, man tries to hide back behind some kind of a fig leaf affair. It is still the nature of man to do that. It is just in him to do it. Instead of just confessing and saying, I am wrong, God. Help me. Or just taking God at his word, he will try to find some way to bypass it. Ministers today, many of them, denominational ministers, follow that. Try to find a way to bypass divine healing. Try to bypass the baptism of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. There is no way to bypass it. People go right on receiving it just the same. Hallelujah. They are going to receive it anyhow because it is a promise of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. Brother said, now here. Jesus said, and we wouldn't argue with him. Who can argue with God? You can't argue with him. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And all that come to me, all that the Father has given to me, they will come. No amount of demons in the pit of hell can stand on their way of not coming. They will come anyhow. No man can come to me except my Father, you know, draws him first. Then it was God knocking at your heart, not you seeking God. It was God seeking you. So you see, the covenant is to you also a grace covenant, because it is God's grace calling you. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. Grace. Undeserved grace. Grace. Unmerited gift. Think of it, my brother. You don't want it. I don't want it. You don't merit it. I don't merit it. No man merits it. It is just lavishing this grace upon his own children. Praise the Lord. It is God's grace calling you. God has, you never choose God, he chose you. Out of the millions in the world today, he reached down and chose you. Because he put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. That is what the Bible said. Before there was a war, Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Because when God speaks anything, it is so perfect. It has to take place. And it is as good as done when God speaks it. Amen. Let's say be the name of the Lord. Can we meditate on this few statements this evening? Can we meditate on it? May God help us, church. Yeah, we are here for that. To meditate upon the word of the living God. Amazing grace. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchased of God. Born of his spirit. Washed in the blood. Amen. It's amazing. Amazing grace. What a sweet sound. A wretched person like you. A wretched person like me is wonderful. That God Almighty could reach down and bring you out of miry clay. Brought me out of miry clay. It's amazing grace. So we never want whatever. It's a finished work already before the foundation of the world. And Jesus made it manifest on the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He purchased your salvation. He purchased your healing alongside with it. That's why we thank God. Bible says, you cannot preach salvation without preaching divine healing. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be to God. Let's think on these things. Let's bow our heads. Amazing grace. It's wonderful. Millions. Don't forget that in another place, but I said there were millions on the earth the night I gave my life to Christ. But I want to fulfill that purpose. Why he saved me? Why he brought me here? Why he formed me from my mother's womb? Why he did not allow me for my mother to have a miscarriage? But he carried me for 9 months. He carried you for 9 months. She brought you forth. A baby in her hand. Breast milk. Solid food. Growing in our days. There was nothing like nursery school. There was nothing like private school. Like I was telling them, whether it was in there, or what I told them, I said, in those days, until your hand reach your ear like this, you are not going to school. See that, too, I'll be eating the bar. But when it pleased God, who formed me in my mother's womb, Paul said, he revealed his son Jesus in me. He revealed his son Jesus in you. He revealed his son Jesus also in me. Amazing grace. You never work for it. And that's what some people today, that is what they are holding on to. Good works. Good works. But I say, good works does not save you. Said the thing is, if you are a Christian, if you are saved, said the good works follow you. Praise be to God. Let's meditate on these few things this evening, my brothers. Abraham's seed. Just a background. Abraham, our father, believed God like God believed. As we are here this evening, but the Bible said you should believe your prayer as God believed his word. I'm here to commune with him. And I know he answered. He has listening ears. As we are here now, other people are playing different local assemblies across the country. Where preaching is going on now, or is about to start going, in some places, they will still have prayer meeting too. Just like he's here with us, we have two or three that gather together in my name, they will be in their midst. In villages, they are there, he's there. Towns and cities, rural areas, urban areas, he's there. Among the illiterates, he's there. I believe that God has his children in different parts of the country, in every gathering. Though there are three kinds of believers. Unbelievers are there, may believers are there, believers are there, genuine seed of Abraham. They are everywhere. So God is no respecter of persons. You should always be thankful unto the Almighty God. You don't see how people are suffering. Spiritually speaking, starving spiritually speaking, I say, I'm leaving these people now. Until another time that visiting the pastor will come. Maybe after you visit them now next week, by the grace of God, it's going to be another 2 months because he's going to visit the other side too. And these people, majority of them, are illiterate. They can't even read our Yoruba Bible. They have to call somebody that is maybe educated a little to read the Bible for them, and they pray. To hear the word of God until somebody goes there with the message. That's why my heart is burning. That's why I gave the request the other time. God should raise a Holy Ghost filled pastor, a God called pastor for each of those assemblies. It's not easy. But God has his children. When I was speaking with Todia, Brother Dele Oladipo and their visiting pastor and things like that, I told him, can I suggest something? He said, Baba, he said, where you are going? He said, the person you are asking that you should be going there. He said, no. That fellow, say he has no good record at all. And he's a preacher. Say he has no good record. Say I cannot guarantee him to go to any of those assemblies. Say what is happening? God intervene. My son Joseph was there some years back. He could not go there again. He has to pack an interpreter along with him because he's Yoruba. Fluent. Preach to them from A to Z. Fluent Yoruba. So you can see what God is doing for you, your amazing grace. Let's not bypass this wonderful thing that Jehovah God is doing for us. It's wonderful. I told you it's your love in my heart that brings me to you. We had a wonderful good time. Think of it, my brother, my sister. What is your desire? What's your need this evening? What is the thing? Remember that you are part of Abraham's promise for you. Promise this Holy Ghost baptism. Hold on tight to God. Like Abraham, Father Abraham did. He caught hand of God Almighty. God wants you and me to do the same thing too. Oh Lord, I'm an heir. Oh Lord, I'm an heir. You promised the Holy Ghost baptism is for me too. It's for me. It's for me. Promise divine healing, I'm not giving up. Whatever infirmity, I'm not giving up. Lord, help me. I'm heir of God's promise. The promise of divine healing. The promise of good health. God, you promised me. I'm heir of it. I'm part of it. I'm part of this promise. God, I know you will do it. Help me, Lord. Because Calvary paid for it, for you and for me. Thank you, Jesus. When God speaks it, His word, it's as if it's already done. God is here, and that to bless us. His blessings are falling upon His children. Lord, don't pass me by. Brothers and sisters at the altar, God knows the desire of your heart and the need in your life is here. He will not pass you by. Lord, help my unbelief. Those in the audience too. Lord, when you are blessing your people, do not pass me by. This blessing of Abraham's seed, for Abraham's seed today, is through Christ Jesus. And don't forget that Jesus, when we were sinners, came to this world speaking lies. We are failure to begin with. But He has already finished it all for you and me on the cross of Calvary. I want to ask the pastor to please come and commit this congregation to the hands of the Almighty God.
And dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for the opportunity we have again to see another midweek. Thank you for your protection and cares upon us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you for bringing us together again this evening in our numbers, by whichever means we have come. We enjoy your protection and your cares. Lord Jesus, your word says, even before we ask anything, you have already known what our needs are. We are asking because you ask us to ask. Lord Jesus, we are praying and asking, O God, as you have promised to be with us this time we gather. Lord, the prophet said, we can never, never leave your presence and remain the same. He says, either we go better or we go worse. But being that we are your children, and your work that you have started in us, you will never stop until you bring it to completion. Both your children on the altar and those who raise their hands, don't pass any of us by. Whatsoever those needs might be physical needs, might be material needs, it might be financial needs, it might be spiritual needs, might be academics, whatever needs they are, thou art God. You are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. In your back, there is no bankruptcy. Please, Master, meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. As you have instructed us, O God, may your grace accompany each and every one of us according to our request. We say whatsoever thing we desire, or we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received, and then shall we have it. Father, take away unbelief, take away doubt, where the enemy wants to bring evil suggestions. Help us, O God, to take your word and give to him. Because you have told us that the word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Thank you, Father. At the time we be dismissing from this service, may we all go back home, better citizens of your kingdom. Let it be, Lord. Thank you for your servant that you have graciously used as usual. Replenish it for the virtue that has left it. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Before I hand over to the pastor, shall we sing this? Hymn number 36. Hymn number 36. There shall be showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Are we all singing? This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. You see now? So blessed is send them upon us, O Lord. Grant on us now a refreshing come and now upon us. Sister, stand up for. Yeah. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
together. Chorus all together.
Father, explain to us the very reason why you come into our midst whenever we gather. He said, you do not come to the midst of your people as an onlooker. You do not come to as an observer. You come, O God, to minister needs to the needs of your children. You come to bless. You come to heal the sick. You come to bring deliverances. You come to baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. You come to refill those already filled. You come to destroy the works of the devil. You come to establish the works of God through the preaching of your word. We are very grateful unto thee, O God. You come, O God, to strengthen the weak. You come to increase our faith. You come to take away unbelief from us. We are very grateful. That is what makes us better. Each time we come into your house and we hear your word, when we are going back, definitely we'll be going light-footed because we have been in your presence and you have strengthened us. You have inspired us, you have anointed us, you have encouraged us, you have discouraged us from the things that are wrong. You have encouraged us in the things that are right. Father, as we go back home, these abundance of blessings that we have received from the service tonight, may they be permanent in our lives. Thank you, Father, as we be in expectation for the manifestation of answers to our prayers, O God. May we never entertain any suggestion of the devil. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant that replenishes for the virtue that has left him. Thank you, our Master. We remember your servant at the world. Lord, be with him. Use as you did last week, and made them to still desire him to be with them this week. Use him mightily again, O God, to be a blessing to them. Whenever he be coming back, Lord Jesus, we ask, O God, that your presence that took him there, that use him to be a blessing, will bring him back safely for a happy reunion with the family and also with the family of God. We are indeed missing him. You're stretching him, O God. The little meeting they be having tomorrow with some brethren to look at one thing or the other. May your presence be with them. Lord, give them wisdom, give them knowledge, give them, O God, ability to handle issues, O Father, for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Let's listen to this announcement. He says this is to remind the brethren of the burial program of Pa Joseph Akiade, the father of Brother Dayo Akiade, coming up tomorrow and next tomorrow. The details is on the notice board. Praise be to God. Brother Sam spoke with me this afternoon and asked me to greet the church for him. As it is to be announced, he traveled to Oworo by the request of the pastor. He held meetings with them last Sunday and is to hold meeting with them today and also this coming Sunday. That is why he will be absent again on Sunday. Praise be to God. I told him when we spoke, I told him that we miss him seriously on Sunday. May God continue to keep all of us, because I don't know. I want to generally believe that we used to miss each other. You see, for the past 2 years, this brother, by the name Bartholomew Ugo, we used to call him Omo Mama. You know, I'd be coming to the house around 6:30 in the morning to walk me around at my house. I think we started with, is it 10 times? 6. And we enter into what? 10. Is that 10 to 15 times, you know, like that. See, the reason of it was that if there is nobody I'm expecting to come after morning devotion or family altar, everybody will be weak. I say, okay, today I will not go around. But if I know, you know, before we finish the family altar, somebody will be making coco, you know, at the gate. No, that really encouraged me to do the work. I think it's a great help. God bless you very much. God bless you. And thank you very much. I believe that if we have been taking it for granted that God answers prayers, I believe in my own case, it's an outstanding one for the church to know that truly God answers prayers. See, not only that I have strength now, you know, the prophet said Monday is always the resting day of preachers. After Sunday service, Monday I had a course to go out. Tuesday I went out. Wednesday I went out. Thursday I went out. Friday I went out. I mean, I know that, you see, there is something I have in mind. I want to please beg the church for. Please just give me 1 whole week. Listen, before you say hi. Let me die before you bury me. Now, give me a whole week. Let me preach on Wednesday, Sunday school, morning and evening of the Sunday. Please, excuse us. Excuse me, church. We are all message believers, isn't it? In the light of the message of the hour, there is certain area that is allotted to the deacons. Even the church as a whole cannot agree with them in those areas by virtue of the authority committed to them on those areas. Also, when you come to the trustees also, they also have their area that God commanded. Remember, it's God that committed it unto them. They have that authority. When it comes to the local assembly, the pastor is complete 100% in charge of spiritual aspect of the church. I think I'll be humble before you by asking you to permit me. And you are saying, no, 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 no. Do you know, to be in the will of God, I can come next week, attend the whole services, You can only conclude in your heart that the pastor is stubborn. But it's the will of God. Am I not right? That is what we are saying. That is what we are talking about. You see? That's your no. Why no? Are you doubting what my testimony, what God has done? Look, as I've said it before you, I'm as strong as when I was 40. I'm not funny. Remember, I'm giving the glory to God. Please, maybe on Sunday, I will still make this request. If your answer still remains no, I will use veto power that is given to me by God that cannot be challenged. Amen? It cannot be challenged. Do you know we can, like the ministers we have here, and then we rotate them. It's because we want to rotate them. If I decide for 6 months that none of them will preach here, you can't challenge me. Messagically, you cannot challenge me. Hello? May God help us. God bless you. I appreciate you a lot. Thank you very much. But consider, pray over what I told you and consider it. If you finally come with an answer, no. Remember, if I take it upon myself to do it, whatever you say about me, there are no CI watching you. And before we just sit and dismiss, I want us to learn a lesson from Brother Brian. When Brother Brian had that problem with the government, you know, not that he actually committed any offense. It was the devil that was trying to do something. I don't want to go into details of all that transpired before that it came up. I'm talking about the tax issue. And the tax issue we had with the government. We find the people pushing here, until he gets tired. One time he came from work, I think for afternoon, they are taking his what people call lunch, and a telephone rang. And me that the wife went and took the phone, and it was the lawyers that are being on the case. So she put hand on the one side of, and said, it's the attorney again. But Abraham said, hey, I can't start another one this time, and my head is, He ran and said, tell them I'm not here. He ran outside. He walked around the house. Remember, that event took place between him, the wife. I don't know whether Joseph was even there or so, I can't remember now. Now, do you know that when the prophet was to make that a right, he went to the attorney. Are you getting me? He went to the attorney and confessed that thing exactly what happened. You see, if you are doing something to get according to the will of God, God grant you favor. Now, the attorney, he would have been arrogant and say, oh, we believe you are a man of God, you have told a lie. Do you know what the attorney said? He put hand on his shoulder He said, we have always have confidence in you. He said, but now we have more confidence. For a man that want to make right what he has done wrong. What I want to bring out is that if the prophet did not narrate that thing in the sermon books, there is no way you will have known about it. Some of us will do certain things that you know you need to meet the person and make right. Pride would make you to do it. May God help us. For let me tell you one thing that I appreciate these ministers a lot. You cannot leave church. If I was here alone, I can't leave you for 1 year without preaching to you. The church will scatter. 2 good years I was down. And when a thing like that happened, people talk. Hello? People talk. You say your opinion. You say your idea. You might end up by saying he has backslided. Others said he has committed sin. So many things. Others had dreams. The dreams you had. Oh, merciful God. You see, if you humble yourself to do what God says you should do according to the word of God, He does not diminish you. I said, rather, He increases you. Brother Abraham said sorry to animal that have no soul. But sometimes we find it difficult to say sorry to each other. Husband find it difficult to say sorry to wife. Wife find it difficult to say sorry to husband. We find that the home will be tense. The atmosphere is unapproachable to the Holy Ghost. And that is what brings chaos to families. But the man say, I'm the head. Say, yes, you are the head. But you see, the way you are going about it is not according to the message. May God help us. On Sunday, I'm going to say a few things. Just pray along with me that the few things that we say will be an encouragement to us. Why you consider my request? A request I put before you. I want to take Wednesday. It's because we don't come to church on Friday. Otherwise, I would have taken Friday. I want to take service Wednesday, Sunday school, morning service, evening service, just for 1 week, not 1 month. So before you say no, consider so many things. Check it, Obale. It won't take me anything, no. I mean what I'm saying. I'm making this request. Please grant it. Hello? Grant it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You see this man that is coming in? And you, Bale man, could wake up and call Russia in the war. Catholic man, it was a great encouragement to me. When I was down, each time he visits, he will not be in a hurry. So I want us to appreciate my brother for me. God bless you. I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate the family. The woman will bring food. You see, God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. When the Bible says we should love one another with fervent love, nobody wants to be hated. I want to tell you that. When somebody is in a condition and you show him a little love, there was one time in our community when an Elijah died. I went to greet them. We used to meet in our community meeting. I went to greet them. I was able to minister to the wife, you know, little something. Do you know that woman? She visits my house like anything. That little something I did for her at that time. Though she was born and raised in a family, Christian family, as she married Alhaji, it's known to her. But she can't forget that. Brothers, the prophet said, what Satan brought to the world? I thank God that you are completing it. What God brought? May God help us. It is very easy to love those that love you. And it is very, very difficult, except with the help of the Holy Ghost, to love the unlovable. Especially when, especially when your heart has been evil created against that man. There was a time in the, I will ask this question. How many of us remember this time? I can't remember the sermon of it, where in the discernment, the prophet was telling one sister that in your church, that your pastor says you are a witch. How many of us can remember that? Yeah, if you had covered that with the message, it's there. You can imagine what that woman will go through in the assembly. When the head of the assembly spiritually, who is the representative of Jesus Christ, have nicknamed that woman as a witch. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give them. Great is His honor. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord.
The Lord.